Last week, all GPs in Donegal received a letter from the Medical Department of Letterkenny General warning that it was very short of junior doctors, otherwise known as NCHDs. In fact, it's down 45% on its approved complement, and this is increasing the pressure on the hospital, and they're struggling to manage their inpatient and their outpatient workload. So they sent a letter out to all GPs to warn them of this, to say that there would be delays in appointments for outpatient clinics, for diagnostics, for various exams and referrals, and also for patients who were staying at the hospital, as the consultants have to prioritise the care of sick patients in the hospital. So they were warning GPs if they could minimise referrals to the hospital at this particular stage. So obviously this is quite worrying for GPs and for patients. So sometimes patients are sent to an emergency department or sent into a hospital when they don't necessarily need to be at that particular stage. You know, because sometimes it's very hard for GPs to get access to diagnostics, and the best way is seen to do that is to get into the hospital. So I think they're just being warned, really, if there are unnecessary referrals, to try and avoid them if possible at the moment.
Is this a budgeting issue? Is it the location of the hospital's not attractive to junior doctors? What's the situation there?
It's more the latter, really. Actually, there is a nationwide shortage of junior doctors around the country that's been escalating for the last couple of years, which is very different to the way it was 10 years ago when we had plenty of junior doctors. The problem with Letterkenny is, I suppose, it's geographically isolated, and it obviously has a very heavy clinical workload as well, being the main hospital for the region up there. So apparently outside the major urban centres of Dublin, Cork, Galway and Limerick, Letterkenny has the highest number of medical discharges in the country. There's also the European Working Time Directive, which the HSE has been flouting for the last number of years. There was a strike last October by junior doctors around the country, and they reached agreement with the HSE that the HSE had to abide by this agreement this year and make much more of an effort that junior doctors didn't work shifts over 24 hours and worked a total of 48 hours in the week. So this is obviously causing problems for hospitals that have a low number of junior doctors. They would have been able to force them to work longer weeks before. They're not now. Obviously, it's very important that junior doctors aren't forced to work too long, because that is obviously dangerous for patients and for junior doctors themselves, but it is creating an issue for some hospitals. Also, hospitals like Letterkenny would have relied heavily on in the past on non-EU junior doctors, and there's not as many of those doctors coming to Ireland anymore. It's become a bit more difficult with their visas, and also I think the terms and conditions in Ireland have become more unattractive for them, and other countries are attracting them. And also a lot of our own junior doctors are emigrating abroad to Australia, New Zealand, America, countries where there's great training and opportunities, and also where they feel that the working hours and working conditions are better for them at the moment.